But welcome back to another Sun City Shadow Hills podcast. We've been on hiatus for the summer, not Gus, of course. Place would fall apart without him, but I have been on hiatus, but I'm back and going full blast, and our goal is to put out two podcasts a week, and I've got a lot of ideas, and I think we're going to be able to deliver on that. One thing that I have been interested in and am trying to bring to your attention is the new technologies that are available now. We did a podcast on the Amazon Echo and on the Apple Watch and a man who owns a Tesla. And we have another one today. Broadly, it is the home food delivery business, which is gotten huge. The leader in this is Blue Apron, which is a company that was started in 2012. And they are now on track to do $1 billion in revenue this year. And they deliver about 8 million meals a month nationwide, which is a staggering number. And so the question is, how good are they? And to answer that question, I have a guest today named Annie Blackburn, who is a part-time resident of Sun City and also spends the summers in Washington. So Annie, welcome to the podcast. Appreciate your time.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good. And why don't you start at the beginning? Tell us how you learned about Blue Apron and what the process was and what your experience has been.
Okay. A couple of years ago, one of my friends who had been receiving Blue Apron kept talking about it. And by accident, they happened to send her two shipments that week instead of her regular one shipment. So she had a whole shipment of three meals that she needed to get rid of. So she asked me if I wanted to try them. So I said, okay. And I took them home, and it was pretty amazing. Everything comes in a box that's refrigerated with frozen ice, so it's all packed and comes as delivered and left on your doorstep. And you open it all up, and it's got three complete meals with every single thing, every little ingredient measured out that you could possibly want or need to make these three meals for two people. You can choose it for four people, but we...
Is it possible to do it for one or three, or is it two or four only?
My experience is for two or four people for this particular kind, you know, for Blue Apron. Yeah. And there are a whole lot of them out there these days, so I can tell you about that later.
Okay, all right, that's fine. So I was just thinking there are a lot of people here who live alone, and, you know, I didn't know if it would be possible for them to just order individual meals. So you are presented with menus every week?
Okay, so you'd log on to blueapron.com, and then you would look at their meal plans. And so based on what you want to choose, you would choose a meal plan that fits for you. And then once you subscribe, you would every week be billed like it's $60 a week for three meals for two people. That includes the shipping. And you'd pick out your meals, and then you would decide in advance what you want as far as the meals that you want to receive and the combinations that they offer of those meals for each week. So let's say, though, one week you're going to be out of town. Well, you can go in advance, and as long as they haven't already shipped it, you can cancel that week or skip that week and just go back into the rotation for the following week. But one thing to be aware of is if you're not a computer person or you don't like being on the computer, it does take a little bit of managing. They email you and remind you that your box is, or your shipment is on the way. They give you, you know, occasional updates so that you're reminded to go on and look at your food and make sure that it's what you want. But their goal is to make sure you get food every week. So if you don't want it, you need to remember to go on there and cancel that week's order. So for people who aren't real computer people, that may feel like a big job. But if you're basically on the computer every day, you get emails and so forth, it's very easy to manage. And you can even skip meals for, you know, weeks at a time if you want. So no problem on that. And anytime you want to cancel it, like we did when we came up north, you just go in and you just cancel it. Done. And then you can go back and start it up again.
Okay. And is there a minimum number of meals that you have to order every week?
I believe that you need to order 3 meals, and I think you can get more if you want. So you could have 3 different dinners sent to you. And these are dinners. They're not breakfasts or lunches. So they're all dinners. I think because I haven't been on the website lately, because up north where I live, I don't do it up here. It just kind of fits for the Sun City Shadow Hills lifestyle.
Right.
And it's, yeah, because we don't want to spend our time away from having fun down there and go shopping, grocery shopping, and thinking about food. So So this is why it works so well. And the neat thing is that you don't have to think about food. The rest of the nights of the week, you can just either go out, fix something around the house, or it just works perfectly.
Yeah, and you found the meals to be tasty, and all the ingredients are easy to prepare?
Well, yes. The thing about Blue Apron for me is I kind of, after 50 years of cooking, kind of got bored with myself. And so the neat thing about Blue Apron is they'll introduce you to foods you've never even seen before and create a recipe that you're like, are you kidding? Is this really, am I going to eat this? And it turns out to be really rather interesting. Some of them are better than others, of course, but it's kind of a, you don't have to take responsibility in some ways for the outcome.
Right.
But you can serve it to your husband, and it's like, well, look what we get tonight, and surprise, and then he and you both critique it, and then nobody has to take it personally.
Yeah.
Really great.
Yeah, that's a benefit for sure. And so you've been using Blue Apron, but you've also tried a different food service?
Yes. So when I got up here, I thought, well, I'm going to try something different. And so I went online, and if you Google home meal delivery reviews, you'll come up with a whole bunch of different options to choose from. So what I was really attracted to was one that was called Sunbasket. So you can go on to sunbasket.com and check that out. It's very, very similar, a little more expensive. These home delivery programs, they can go between, say, about $10 per meal up to even $13 or $14 or $15, depending which ones you choose. But Sunbasket is about $11.50 per person. And the thing about them is they're all organic, and I really like that. And I also like the gluten-free and paleo option. So that would mean, you know, no grains and basically fresh vegetables and good quality protein.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried that for a few weeks here, and they're rather new, but the neat thing about them is they're all from the Pacific Coast area or the Western region,
mm-hmm.
and they have excellent quality beef and or any kind of protein that they provide. But I felt like their recipes on the vegetables were a bit lacking in quantity. So you'd get this beautiful piece of meat and not quite enough vegetables, I thought, to kind of balance it out. But still, a very nice company, all organic, which is totally great. And Blue Apron is not like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
Have you given this other company feedback about you'd like more vegetables, and were they receptive?
Yes. In fact, they were very sweet. They actually, I wasn't really complaining. I was just giving them my opinion, and they refunded my whole week, prior week's meals back. And I just said I just needed more vegetables, because those are the things you have to keep going back to the grocery store for.
Yeah.
And you have to think about what you want to do with them. And they go bad and all that. So it's probably the most important piece, in my opinion, of having a home delivery service, is to not have to keep going back to the grocery store.
Right.
So that's what I like about Blue Apron. They kind of seem to keep everything a good proportions, mm-hmm. I would say. And they're the cheapest out there, and probably because they have the quantity. But they're not regional to our area, so there's a lot of, it's shipped from somewhere in the Midwest or even the South. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know they've got a huge facility in Richmond, California. And they probably have one in Southern California as well. But I would love to visit their factory. It's just to do the quantity they do is just blows my mind. And to have it all turn out good is just remarkable. Quantity-wise, there's enough for your husband as well? Men typically eat
more.
Oh,
yeah, the serving sizes are really nice. I mean, they're actually could be even considered a little bit more than you need.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like we ever get skimped.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say that you could probably get 3 whole meals out of them, but you could, for a small, a person that eats light, they could probably save some of it for the next day for lunch or something.
Yeah. And how many deliveries do you get a week? Just one?
Yeah, you get one delivery. So what happens is you get this box. It's a refrigerated box, and it'll come on a certain specific date that's assigned to you. So, like, let's say Tuesday. So every Tuesday, by the end of the day, you will get that week's delivery. And inside that box is all of your stuff. So you unpack it all, you put it in the refrigerator, and then you have this box and this packing material. Well, some people are kind of have complained about the, recycling issues about the packaging. So they've made it pretty easy. Some of the companies, more so than Blue Apron, on how to return your packaging. So they'll even give you a label to stick on your box, and you stick it back outside your door, and they'll pick it up and take it back and recycle it.
I see. Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, it does come with a lot of packaging to keep everything nice and fresh and cold.
Yeah, yeah. So, generally speaking, since, grocery stores are kind of far away here, and people are doing all kinds of things other than cooking, your experience has been positive. And for people who would consider this option, you'd recommend to them giving it a try, I take it.
Oh, sure. If you're just tired of thinking about what's for dinner, some people are just natural, cooks and entertainers, and they just get up in the kitchen and they whip up things that are interesting. But if you're kind of tired of cooking and you'd rather spend your time not thinking about it, it's like the best option. And like I said, go online and read some reviews and try some others if you want. But Blue Apron seems to be just a dependable, easy to manage, kind of overall, good option.
Okay.
And several friends have tried it and seem to like it.
Good. Good. Okay, well, thank you for your time and telling us your experience with Blue Apron. And hopefully the audience will find it interesting and they may even give it a try. So until next time, I thank you for listening. And we'll have some more podcasts in the near future. Bye-bye.